Hachette Audio presents The Door of No Return, written by Kwame Alexander, read by Kobna Holbrook-Smith.
For my mommy, Barbara Elaine Johnson Alexander, who told the best stories. My children glided on the great river, over the depths of death. Then one day, silence. David Diop. A note from the author. This is historical fiction. It is a novel inspired by history, based on the real lives of the Ashanti people who are native to a region of West Africa now known as Ghana. It was a hard story to write, but it was one that needed to be told. I wrote it for the me nobody knows, for the you who is still becoming, for the possibility that is in us. The great poet, philosopher, and abolitionist Ralph Waldo Emerson said, "Be an opener of doors." I've tried to be that here. Now you must walk through, with your eyes unshut, with your heart unlocked, and your mind as free as the mighty sea. Akwaba. Ashanti Kingdom, September 1860. Chapter 1. The Story of Orphine. There was even a time, many seasons ago, when our people were the sole supplier of the purest and most valuable gold in the world. The river was bedded with enough gold to make a century of royal stools for the Ashanti kings, 1,000 shiny bracelets for their wives. Then came the foreigners. Invaders disguised as friends, pretending to be students of our way, with only one lesson to learn: how to steal our fortunes. But we fought them off, protected our rich land, our river, the Orphine River. It flows to the east into the
Sample complete. Ready to continue?